everybody, and welcome to today's daily devotional, where we're looking at scriptures that inspire me, and I pray that they inspire you too. There's one line in the whole of the Bible that inspires me greatly. And it's supposed to be the shortest line in the whole Bible. And it states, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And if we go to see where it is, it's in the story of where his friend Lazarus has died. And Jesus knows that he's died because he on purpose decided to stay longer where he was. Because Lazarus' two sisters, Martha and Mary, sent a message and said, come Lord, Lazarus is really ill. Because they knew that Jesus had the power to save, to heal, to resurrect people from the dead. Now, they didn't know he was going to die at the time. Jesus said, I'm going to wait here. He told the disciples, I'm going to stay here because this is going to glorify the Father. And he stays 2 extra days, but then they have to travel 2 days. So by the time he gets to Bethany, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And he sees the people that he loves represented by Martha and Mary. And it states that he had a relationship with them and they had a relationship with him. That when he saw Mary weeping, so it's John chapter 11, verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, so it wasn't just Mary, when he saw the group of people weeping over Lazarus dying, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. And then it states, Jesus wept. When Jesus saw the tomb where Lazarus was, he was disturbed in spirit and in his emotions, because Jesus was fully human with human feelings and emotions, but fully divine. And this fully human man was overwhelmed by the pain of Martha and Mary and the Jewish people, his friends. He was, you know, this it's like his humanity overwhelmed for a time his divinity. Now, it didn't overwhelm in that it totally took control, but Jesus had human, total 100% human emotions, and he was overwhelmed by suffering and pain. So when he sees anyone in suffering and pain, he weeps, he cries. And it's not just tears, he is weeping. When I weep, I sob. I hiccup when I really weep, not just tears in my eyes, not, you know, just a few little specks in the eyes or even just tears running down, but when I really weep, my whole emotions are involved. I feel like, you know, there's often tingling in my hands. My whole body aches because I'm weeping. And that's what Jesus did. He wept for humanity. He associates with us. You know, there's times when I've been weeping and I've had arguments with Bruce when we were first married, later married. They're just so raw and things hurt so badly because you love this man, but you're just so frustrated by him sometimes. That's the reality of life, of marriage in different areas and sometimes in different circumstances. You know, I wept when I left my family. I wept when there's arguments that arise between family members. I wept when there has been death of loved ones. I wept when I was disappointed at school when different things happened. I was disappointed in my career. I was disappointed in how relationships turned out.
I wept. And Jesus weeps for us, for humanity, for us having to go through all these difficulties. But we rejected God. And God could only but say, out of the Garden of Eden, now there's going to be toil and pain. There wasn't originally. But don't worry, I'm sending my son. And this son, this totally human, totally divine son of God, weeps for people. It speaks to us about his ability to sympathize with our pain and suffering. In Hebrews 4, 15 to 16, this is what is totally true and stated. We do not have a high priest, which is Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Jesus was tempted in the desert. Jesus, not in this, you know, because it's not there yet, but soon Jesus is going to be tortured, beaten. He's already ridiculed lots, but ridiculed even more. Put to death because of who he stood for, what he stood for. But he did that for us, so that we could have this relationship once more with God the Father. He sympathizes with us. He knows what rejection is like, loneliness, you know, being different. And this is just amazing that he understands our weaknesses. He understands what we go through because he's been through it, but he's had no sin. We do have faults and failings in our life, so that's why we need the Savior. But this one line, Jesus wept, this one line answers the question we so often have. Does God even care? We can say it cynically, we can say it desperately, but many, if not all, have said, does God even care? Look at where I am, look what's happening. Yes, he does. Because everything that came from Jesus comes from the Father. Jesus wept. God, I often feel, must be so sad when his people turn away from him, don't, you know, bring him into their lives, don't love him, don't have, want to even have a relationship with him or ignore him. He's not of any priority. Our God is very sad when that happens. But this also leaves us to know that Jesus's divinity shows us God the Father is still on the throne. There is pain and suffering in this world, but once in heaven it says no more tears, no more pain, no more suffering. God shows he's fully reigning on the throne. He already is, but it's revealed to the whole world. So know, God knows what you're going through, what you have gone through, what you will go through, and he cares. God cares. It brings me solace. It brings me comfort. He brings me peace to know that he cares about me, about you, about my neighbor, about my enemy, about everybody that he created. So know that he cares for you. I'll see you again tomorrow.